We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield, this is Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Sooner Sports, AT&T, mobilizing your world, Bud Light, proud friend of Oklahoma Athletics, famous among friends, and by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk.
Blocked by Rashard Odoms, who sends it into the front row. Oh, mama!
Live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, this is Sooner Sports Talk. Here is your host, the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland.
Well, hi, everybody, and a happy new year to you. It is a new year of Sooner Sports Talk, and for the next 60 minutes, we are talking nothing but Oklahoma Sooner basketball. In the next half hour, Sherry Cole will join us here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. But right now, please help me welcome the head men's coach of the Oklahoma Sooners, Lon Kruger, everybody.
Thanks, Toby. Good to be with you.
How you doing tonight, Coach?
Well, it's good. It's been a while during the holiday break, but good to be back.
It is freezing outside. I was glad to see you were able to get in here okay tonight.
It turned very quickly. It doesn't take long. You know, it can go either way, and feels like basketball, I guess.
Hey, I want to jump into talking about your win over Texas Tech. You got another big one coming up against TCU. But before we get into that, I would be interested in just kind of knowing, like, where are we right now and getting ready for the next game? When a game ends and the final horn sounds and you shake hands with the opposing coach until you play the next one, what's the process? When do you start watching film? How does it all work? And where are you right now?
It turns pretty quickly. You know, we played Tech on Tuesday night, and you know, it depends if you have that 3 days between a game or, you know, sometimes one. It, you know, that all depends. But you know, each of the assistant coaches have a third of our scouts. So I'll go home Tuesday night, and Will Saxon, our video guy, does a terrific job in breaking down all the film, and I'll go home and watch all the offensive possessions, which is a lot better than watching the entire game in terms of quickness.
Right.
It goes through very quickly. So just offensive possession, one after another. And in our case, we have about 100 of them, so there's a lot of them. And then the defensive possession is the same way.
You could cut down your workload if you would just play slower, Coach.
Well, they're longer possessions if you play slower.
That's true.
But, and I'll go through and I'll edit out what we want to show the guys the next day and then generally come in the next morning and then start preparation for the next opponent.
So you go back, look at that last game, and then boom, it's on to TCU.
Yeah. The last game's over pretty quickly, and you're right on to the next one.
How much film work versus on-the-court work do you guys do for an opponent?
For the players, of course, you know, they're on the court. At this time of year, probably an hour and 40, an hour and 30 day before the game. So, you know, it's a much shorter time. We're big into fresh legs.
Right.
You know, so watch a little bit more film now than we did back in November. You know, they'll watch generally – you know, probably 20 to 25 minutes a day for the players, and that's all edited out exactly what we want them to see about either our play or the next opponent.
They all have iPads?
They do, yep.
And they can watch it whenever they want?
They get that. They get all the games. They get all the practices. They can watch that on their own anytime, yeah.
That's pretty good. It's amazing how far we've come since you and I played. You know what I mean?
Down the old the old film back in the 16mm, 8mm, it goes back a ways.
We didn't have iPads, that's for sure back then. All right, hey, a nice win against Texas Tech. You guys couldn't hit the broadside of the barn in the first half. I thought you were getting some good looks in the first half. They're a good defensive team, but you were getting some good looks. Just weren't going down.
We did have some good looks. We had some looks right at the rim that we got blocked. We had some jumpers that sometimes good defensive teams will still take away your rhythm, even though they're open. Maybe a little bit different rhythm than what you're used to. And I thought we had some good shots in that ball game in terms of being open, but didn't finish some of them.
At halftime, and we're still taking a look at first half stats here, but at halftime everything changed. I don't know if you made an adjustment or if it was just seeing Christian hit a shot right before halftime. That seemed to just kind of change it will go through the hoop.
Gave us some momentum. That was a nice shot right before half because we were down five, and that cut it to being down two. But more importantly, then Christian had made a three, so then that gave him a little bit of jump start going into the second half. And then Trey, of course, played much better in the second half in terms of finishing some opportunities and delivering the ball. And again, the guys started making shots.
You know, he didn't have a good offensive half, obviously, but he was, I think, as good on the defensive end as he's been all year in that first half. It was good to see him. You know, he was impacting the game still.
Picked up some steals that we converted into transition the other way. So, anytime you can do that, Tech is a really good ball club. And I thought both clubs, did a good job defensively in taking the other team out of the rhythm. And it kind of made for a little bit of a different half than what we're most comfortable with.
You come right out of the locker room, and I'm sure we'll see it here in just a little bit. Here's the Christian James shot right before halftime. That pulls you within two. Then you come right out of the locker room, a couple of nice feeds down low to Kadeem. You got him going. You got some easy shots, and, boy, the offense started rolling from there.
Well, it did. A little better spacing. I thought we picked a little bit better. Trey got his man into the pick a little bit better. I thought a lot of things just the guys individually played better. So I think anytime you do that and shots start going, you feel better about your play.
He has had some big second halves. This year, the last couple of games, he's had rough first half, but 20 or more points in the second half. I don't know. I would assume if you could pick one, you'd pick the second. I don't know if it matters either way, but that's certainly a good sign. Yeah. I know you're not worried about him. There's a lot of guys, I guess, when they get to halftime, if they're 1-for-12, maybe you say, you know what, it's not your night. Let's just stop shooting. I'm guessing he's not one of those guys.
We're probably not going to do that with him.
No.
He's capable of going on a streak for sure. And when he gets one to go down, and again, on the year, he hasn't shot it as well percentage-wise in conference play, but still getting good looks and moving the ball well, and he'll keep playing well.
Let's spend this segment talking about him, and we'll spread it around to everybody else coming up, but the comparisons that we're starting to – here, we've been here in the last few weeks, Steph Curry. We actually heard from Steph Curry talking about him the other day. What do you think about all that?
Well, it's great. It's great for the program. It's great for Trey. I think the thing about him, he's really handled all that really well. I thought maybe he didn't open the Tech game. That was the first one all year that maybe he didn't open it with that laser focus that he's had each of the other, 13 times.
Yeah.
Because I think the one of the most amazing things is that to play as well as he has and not have that drop-off until maybe the last ball game. And I thought that's as remarkable as anything else.
Even then, it was only a half.
Well, that's true. That's true. And then it was just a case of just not quite finishing plays. He had some in the lane that he didn't quite get down. But he's done a remarkable job of kind of keeping the noise outside and line up and playing every night.
Everybody in the world wants to talk to him. Everybody in the world wants to interview him. He's on Scott Van Pelt's show and SportsCenter and all these kind of things. You've had superstars before. We've talked about this with Mitch Richmond and Buddy even 2 years ago. But you said he's handled everything well. Have you tried to help him manage all that, or do you just let him do as much as he wants? Or
No. We do for sure. I mean, obviously he can't do everything that everyone wants him to do.
Sure.
And we manage that pretty carefully because certainly there's some need to get the program out there, his play out there without question. But most importantly at this time, he just keeps doing what he's doing. So whatever we can do to help him not have so many distractions that it changes his play on the court, because if he just keeps doing that, everything else takes care of itself.
Has he come to you, or is he the kind of kid that would come to you and say, this is too much, I'm getting tired?
I think he would. He hasn't yet.
He hasn't. You know,
because it really hasn't, Ben does a good job, or sports information, in spreading that out and managing, scheduling the appointments. Yeah. Again, that's one of those things where no one can do anything without working through the sports information office. So it's not like he just has to pick up the phone and keep answering calls. You know, everything's scheduled, and everything's scheduled around. You know, during the break here, it gives him a little bit more free time. Class starts next week, and that changes things up a little bit too.
One more question about Trey, and then we'll go to break. But on the court, during the game, he's playing more minutes now that we get into conference play. You need him on the court. These are close basketball games that mean a lot. You've done a really nice job, I think, creatively finding as much rest as possible around media timeouts, things like that. But how 37, he's still playing 37, 38 minutes some night. Is he holding up okay?
Well, to this point, but we need to cut that back if we can. You know, but again, it's hard in Big 12 play. Every game is going to be a great battle. So we need Jordan Shepherd to get back a little confidence that he had earlier in the year. We need him to play well. We need other guys to come in and play their minutes well, and that helps everyone. But Trey, of course, never wants to come out. You know, he thinks, he says, "Coach, I'm fine." So we kind of force a couple 3 minutes each half.
Sooners have 4 wins over top 25 teams this year already, more than any other team in America. 3 wins over top 10 teams. Coming up, another top 25 team on Saturday. TCU will be in the LNC. We'll talk about that coming up with Lon Kruger. Stay with us.
Thanks to our cornerstone sponsors, Anheuser-Busch, OU Medicine, the OU Extended Campus, and our community partners, Landers Auto Group, Devon Energy, and OU Medicine.
Hey, sports fans. Whether you're packing up for the tailgate, headed into the stadium, or yelling at the TV with your friends, Bud Light has got you covered. Because win or lose, game day is about more than just the game. It's about having a great time with the people who matter most. So before the next opening tip-off, be sure to pick up the beer you can count on to share with the friends you can count on. Bud Light, famous among friends. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Sooner fans, start your season at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From jerseys and hats to grills and tents, Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need for game day for less. Visit any of the 12 convenient store locations in Oklahoma or shop online at academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Oklahoma Athletics.
That was a great game.
You believe we came back and won?
Never doubted him for a minute.
What are you doing?
We've been drinking. I don't know about you, but I can't afford a DUI. I'm calling my ride to pick us up.
Yeah, great idea. I need to save my money for layoffs.
Oh, yeah.
A DUI can be very costly in a number of ways. Together, we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com to learn more.
He's down and might be out for the season.
What if basketball players had warranties? It's not pretty when you see your star player go down. It could change the whole season. But what if players had warranties? Like the 2017 Nissan Titan with America's best limited truck warranty. They'd be up and running in no time. Take on today. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Oklahoma Athletics. Call 1-888-858-8319 or see dealer for limited truck warranty details.
At Marianne's Rentals for special events, they'll take it to the hoop for you. They'll hit the three-pointer to make you happy. When you call Marianne's Rentals for special events at 751-3100, your next corporate event, birthday, wedding reception, holiday party, or any special event will be a slam dunk with Marianne's. They'll give your special event the full court press to make it the best ever. If your special event needs that fadeaway jumper at the buzzer for the win, call Marianne's Rentals for special events, 751-3100. It's up and it's good!
Only AT&T gives you HBO included for no extra charge with AT&T Unlimited plans.
You mean I can watch HBO on my phone?
On my favorite device?
Exactly. Only AT&T gives you HBO included for no extra charge with AT&T Unlimited plans.
Requires an eligible AT&T Unlimited Plus or Choice plan, and activating HBO requires compatible device which is sold separately. After 22 gigabytes per line per month, you may experience slower speeds. Benefits starts within 2 bills and may be billed and then credited. Channels and offers subject to change. Streaming, coverage, and other restrictions apply. See att.com/unlimited for details.
This is Toby Rowland for Pizza Hut, the official pizza of the Sooners. There's only one thing I love more than pizza, and that's free pizza. With Pizza Hut, you can earn free pizza with their new Hut Rewards loyalty program. Unlimited points toward free pizza with every dollar you spend online. $1 gets you 2 points. Just 250 points gets you a free large pizza of your choice. Why wait to start earning free pizza? Sign up now at pizzahut.com/hutrewards.
Basketball is buzzing around the Sooner State, and it's time to gear up and cheer on your Sooners. Fan Outfitters by Lids has the latest jerseys, headwear, tees, sweatshirts, and more. Plus, we'll help you score for more. When the Sooners men's basketball team wins and scores 80 points or more, head out to Fan Outfitters by Lids the next day and receive 20% off your in-store purchase on apparel, headwear, and novelty items. Check out our three area Fan Outfitters by Lids locations or at FanOutfittersOklahoma.com. Thanks for being a fan.
Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need for the big game. Shop for OU gear and tailgating supplies at one of their 12 Oklahoma locations or online at academy.com. When it's time to tailgate for the OU game, make a winning play with Tostitos chips. Tostitos packs the crunch for a touchdown in taste. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Bud Light, proud friend of Oklahoma athletics, famous among friends. Please drink responsibly. We'd like to thank our OU community outreach partners, Landers Auto Group and OU Medicine, the University of Oklahoma Athletics, one with you. Another top 10 showdown in the Big 12. Throw ahead, Brady open for the dunk! Right side of the lane, explodes to the rim, and he lays it in. Stop, floats, good. James, wide open three, get in there. Yes, sir. Push ahead, too little, to the rim, it's gone. Welcome back to Sooner Sports Talk. We're at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, brought to you by AT&T. Lon Kruger with us. Sherry Cole coming up in the next half hour. Our opening segment tonight, as always, was brought to you by McIntyre Law. Noble McIntyre and McIntyre Law is the law firm you should turn to for all of your personal injury needs. As always, if you've got questions for our coaches, you can tweet us. The Academy Sports and Outdoors inbox is at OU on the air. Got a few rolling in for you, Coach. OU big time wants to know, in your opinion, is Christian Doolittle close to being 100% back, conditioning, game speed, all that kind of stuff?
Moving in that direction, but not close to 100%. You go 4 months without playing any basketball at this level, it takes a little time. But I thought the last ball game he played a little bit more. I thought he was effective, getting more comfortable all the time. He'll be a very nice addition for sure.
You got him some more minutes against West Virginia. I thought he was a good matchup physically for their freshman that they've got that was so good for them. And then even more minutes, as you mentioned, against Texas Tech. So he's different. He's a different than Brady body-wise. So there's some situations where you need him, right?
He's got the versatility to play the big wing or the four spot. So he can kind of be on the floor in two different ways, which that versatility is always good from a coaching perspective because different matchups, you can take advantage of his size, posting a smaller wing, perhaps in the post. But I thought he looked more comfortable last ball game, more comfortable than he has all year.
Another question on Twitter from Jeremy Lewis wants to know about Brady's minutes on Saturday. He says he seems to be in a funk the last couple of games. Brady Manick.
His game, his shot opportunities will come and go. I thought he had two or three at the rim that he got blocked. That if he gets those down, then everyone thinks it's a 10-point game and it's not that big of a deal. But no, Brady's fine. He's shooting the ball well in practice. And, again, of course, with Duke coming back, those minutes may be spread out a little bit more just by sheer volume of players, but Brady's doing fine, and he'll keep making shots.
He had 28 against Oklahoma State a couple of games ago, so he's electric. Aaron on Twitter, is there a team strength that you wouldn't have guessed prior to the season? Has this team surprised you in some way so far this year?
Oh, I don't know. They've really moved the ball well, and they've made good plays for each other. Not that it's a surprise, but you didn't know to what degree Trey would impact everyone else. And I think because of his play and ability to go create space, I think it's opened up the court a little bit for us. So we didn't expect to average whatever number of points we're averaging.
Yeah.
That's certainly a surprise. But knew it would be a club that would attack and be aggressive. And, that little trip in the summer to New Zealand, Australia, I thought really gave us a good jump start and a little bit of an idea of how we could maybe move the ball and make shots.
Kadeem Latin, 7 block shots against Texas Tech. He was great. I thought he had his best game in a long time for you. He impacted the game on both ends of the court.
Great to see that out of Kadeem. And Kadeem had a great night. When you put Kadeem and Jamoney's numbers together, we're getting a really good production out of that 5 spot. Block shots, rebounds, points. Those guys and different ones on different nights have finished ball games and have had good ball games. But Kadeem, I thought, really was as effective, like you say, as he's been for a while, and he changes a lot of things around the rim.
Kadeem needs 24 blocks to tie the all-time OU record of Al Beal at 230. You do the math there. There are 15 regular season games, 14 regular season games remaining, and obviously a few in postseason as well. So if he averages a block a game somewhere in there, he's got a really good shot of getting the all-time record. If he averages 7 blocks a game, he's going to be there by next week, Coach. So hopefully he keeps that going.
That's what we'd like to see, get him to take care of that more quickly than later, because when you jump up there and block 7 in a game, that's you're affecting the game in a big way.
Yeah, you guys had 10 as a team. It's an interesting dynamic to watch between Kadeem and Jamoney this year. Not that it wasn't like this last year, but it seems magnified this year. The numbers are great, but you just don't know who's coming from. On a night-in, night-out basis. It was Kadeem on Tuesday. The couple of games before that, it was Jamoney. Kadeem had a nice stretch a while back. Is that frustrating for you, or do you have confidence? I don't know where it's coming from, but I know one of these guys is going to give me some production tonight.
Generally, one of them has stepped up. I guess you'd rather know exactly what you're going to get every night, but we kind of know we're going to get it out of that position. We just don't know which guy it's coming from. And, again, each has been on the floor in late-game situations. It seems like one's been more comfortable than the other for one reason or another during each ball game. But it's kind of interesting that you never know which one's going to do it.
Andrew Hewlett, along these lines on Twitter, asks, why do we rarely, if ever, see Latin and McNeese on the court at the same time? I don't know that it's ever happened that I can remember. I think we've talked about this before. Do you foresee that being something that would work for you at all?
Well, when you got numbers, you got really 5 big guys that are playing. You got Brady, and you got Matt Freeman, and you got Christian Doolittle. Then you got Kadeem and Jamoney. Generally speaking, and when Jamoney and Kadeem are both capable of picking up fouls, for sure, especially Kadeem.
So, sure.
So just the numbers allow us to not have them out there at the same time. They could if we got into a pinch, but hadn't had to happen.
You played a nice amount of zone in the second half against Texas Tech the other night. That's not usually a big part of your arsenal. Was there a reason against them that you
in ball games where Tech's got behind, they run a nice motion offense, a little bit unique from anyone else, and they'll throw 5 guards out there. Mm-hmm. And, if they've got 5 guards in their motion, that puts one of one or two of our big guys in a position where they've got to cover a guard, through the motion. So we didn't like that matchup at all, so being able to throw a zone out there, even not a very good zone.
I thought you played it well.
But they weren't effective again. Sometimes a bad zone can screw some people. A couple times we had 2 of them playing man and 3 of them playing zone, so we didn't know what we were doing. So Tech didn't either. So it worked out pretty well.
I was giving you credit for that. I thought you had a triangle and 2 going on. It is a little hard to decipher. I think I called it a 2-3 one time, and Kevin Henry corrected me and said it was a 1-3-1, but it does kind of morph around there a little bit. It's hard to...
The way our guys play it, it does kind of morph around. Yeah, we're not real sure sometimes.
Rashard Odoms, he's been looking for a little bit more offense the last few games for you.
Great to see Rashard attacking. He can do that. It kind of comes and goes with his confidence level. I think amazingly or interestingly enough, I think defensively is where he derives his confidence from, and when he gets that going well, he seems to be a little bit more effective and aggressive on the offensive end. But we need Rashard. He's going to drive it left. He's going to finish at the rim. Everyone knows that, and he still gets it done a few times a ball game. So we need that. We need that out of Rashard, and we need the energy. We need the enthusiasm.
Seems like even if he only scores 7 or 9 points, those 7 or 9 come in a flurry, and it is a nice ignition for your team. Whenever it happens, it comes at a big point for you.
No question. The game at TCU,
right?
We didn't have much going early in the second half, and Rashard scored back-to-back buckets and got us picked up a little bit. Again, the other night, he went in there and attacked and got a couple down. So he's done a nice job with that.
All right, we'll take a timeout. When we come back, let's preview this Saturday's high noon showdown between the Sooners and the Horned Frogs. It's Sooner Sports Talk here at Rudy's. We're brought to you by AT&T.
Hey Sooner fans, I hope you're as excited as I am to hitch your wagon to the Sooners game. But I'm just as excited about having a Bud Light with my Sooner buddies. Because if you're like me, game day is about more than just the game. It's about having a great time with the people who matter most. So before the next opening tip-off, be sure to grab the beer you can count on to share with the friends you can count on. Boomer Sooner. Bud Light. Proud friend of Oklahoma Athletics. Famous among friends. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
This winter is heating up at Riverwind Casino because you get down all night with KC and the Sunshine Band. Live at Riverwind Casino Showplace Theater Friday, February 23rd. KC and the Sunshine Band. KC and the Sunshine Band live February 23rd at Riverwind. Tickets at 322-6464 or riverwind.com.
He's down and might be out for the season.
What if basketball players have warranties? It's not pretty when you see your star player go down. It could change the whole season. But what if players had warranties? Like the 2017 Nissan Titan with America's best limited truck warranty. They'd be up and running in no time. Take on today. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Oklahoma Athletics. Call 1-888-858-8319 or see dealer for limited truck warranty details.
It's what Oklahomans know they can expect from Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance. From wheat fields to city streets, our agents have provided auto, home, commercial, life insurance, and more, which our policyholders have counted on for nearly 75 years. With agents in all 77 counties and convenient claims office locations statewide, Oklahomans know they're working with someone who truly knows where they're coming from. Visit okfarminsurance.com to find your Oklahoma Farm Bureau insurance agent today. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company.
The chorizo taquito with cheese is here at Whataburger.
Sometimes you just want something different. If you've never had chorizo, you've got to try it.
Chorizo goes perfect with anything. If someone is cooking chorizo for you, they love you a lot.
You got to go bold for breakfast.
It's bold. It's just the right amount of spice.
The chorizo, the egg, the cheese, everything about those ingredients are special. It's just like what Mom used to make, actually.
The chorizo taquito from Whataburger. It's only here for a limited time. Hope to see you soon.
Coach Lincoln Riley here. At OU, we are proud of our 46 conference and 7 national championships. But the real champions are the thousands of men and women that serve our country. Patriot Ford is carrying the torch for our heroes. Sooner Nation, I have a favor to ask. Join the Oklahoma Sooners and Patriot Ford in honoring those who serve something greater than themselves. Go to patriotford.com to nominate your hero.
Pick a number between 1 and 495,000. If you picked 495,000, that's the number of OG&E customers saving money and staying comfortable with our energy savings programs. Whether it's our free AC tune-ups to keep you cooler for less money, or free insulation and duct sealing included in weatherization services, or even business customers making changes for a better bottom line. It's a powerful partnership that saved over 745 million kilowatt hours of energy while helping OG&E keep your energy bills lower than the national average. It's a positive energy future together.
Hey, Sooner fans, Go Big Red takes on a whole new meaning when you have the OU Visa debit card available exclusively at MidFirst Bank. It's free with any MidFirst Bank personal checking account, and you can use the OU Visa debit card for everyday purchases and to stock up on Sooner gear. Visit any MidFirst Banking Center today or go to midfirst.com/Sooners. MidFirst Bank is proud to be a premier partner of OU Athletics. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
Dr. Tim Shannon and Dr. Mark Revels at Orthodontics Exclusively are proud to present the Junior Captain of the Game and are pleased to honor these guests as they take the field with your OU team captains. For info on how your child can become the next Junior Captain, go to orthoexc.com. Walden Cleaners has 3 generations of knowledge to ensure the highest in quality detergents and cleaning methods are used along with the most advanced equipment. Walden Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality.
Home to a luxury hotel, fine dining, top-name concerts, and never-ending rewards. Riverwind Resort, the place to be. We want to thank all of our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for an affiliate in your area. And if you're traveling outside the state of Oklahoma, you can always listen to all the action on either Sirius XM satellite radio or by downloading the TuneIn app and listen for free.
Well, next to Trey Young, this was the biggest star on Saturday. And look, he's in the house with us tonight. The markings all match up. That's David Bartel, who on Tuesday night went viral on SportsCenter and everything else with this terrible half-court shot. Nowhere close to the rim. But that really wasn't the show. And David has been a frequent visitor here at Rudy's throughout the football show and is with us tonight. And I bet you you're going to see him in the Lloyd Noble Center again this season. He has become a star. You said you missed the show. You were busy coaching your team at the time.
Well, I caught it later at night on ESPN at home. So
it's the only time they could air it is late at night.
late at night, for sure.
Way too much skin. For sure. You got TCU again coming up on Saturday at noon. One-point game against these guys in the Big 12 opener a couple of weeks ago. First thing that jumps out at me is it's really odd you're seeing them again this quickly.
Very unusual. In the first couple of weeks, you play a team twice. We're done by mid-January. We're done with them in conference play. So that is a little bit unusual, but a very good team. A lot of weapons. Jamie does a great job in preparation. They've got inside. They got outside. They're very good defensively. They've been ranked in the top 20 all year, and very deserving.
When you add up finishing the year with them last year and playing them in the Big 12 tournament too, I think like four of your last eight or nine Big 12 games have been TCU. Kenrich Williams had a nice game against you. He's having a really nice season. He's a tough matchup for everybody.
He is really tough. At 6'6", 6'7", big wing, shoots the ball extremely well. He's very good in the post. You put a smaller guy on him for the perimeter, and he goes inside and posts up. Made, I think, seven threes last night at Texas in a tough double overtime loss to the Longhorns. But a terrific player and one of many on that team.
When you play a team this quickly, I would think it would, maybe it doesn't matter, but do you tweak much? Do they tweak much? Or is your offense at this point your offense and you just go?
No, you always look and you try to anticipate what they're going to do to change in their game plan. And, of course, they do the same thing with us. So you change certain things. I mean, you certainly, they hurt us on the offensive boards down there. So we got to really focus on that better and do a better job. They hurt us with Williams in the post down there. So you got to make that more of a priority. Brad Zansky is so good in the post. Our big guys battled him pretty well first time out. They've got to do that again. And Robinson and Fisher, Bain, really good perimeter guys. So, it comes down to in Big 12 play a lot of times. It's about, you got to win your battle. The guards got to win their battles. The big guys got to win their battles. Of course, you do it together. But, I think they take a little pride in, taking care of the individual battles too.
Four games in. What do you think about this conference this year?
Oh, it's the best, no question about it. Every year, the last three or four years, Big 12 has been rated the best in the country, and I think this is the best of those last three or four years. So, again, it's the best league in the country. You play a double round robin. No one else really does that. You don't have any game on the schedule that if you play poorly, you got a chance to win. You have to play well to win, and like I've said many times, when you do play well, the other team may play better. That's how good the league is.
You're sold out on Saturday. I saw yesterday, I think they announced the Texas game, Kansas State game sold out. Your crowds are showing up, and they've been great for you, haven't they?
Yeah, they've been great. The players appreciate that so much. They talk about it. They get a little bit more excited anytime you run into a building with a good atmosphere and sold out. Of course, much appreciated.
Well, if it gets late and you need a half-court shot – don't ask David to shoot it, whatever you do. All right,
we saw
Coach?
That part. We saw that part,
too. Yeah, you've seen it already. Thanks for being here tonight, Coach.
We appreciate it.
Lon Kruger, everybody. Stay with us. Sherry Cole's coming up next here at Rudy's on Sooner Sports Talk.
Hey, sports fans. Whether you're packing up for the tailgate, headed into the stadium, or yelling at the TV with your friends, Bud Light has got you covered. Because win or lose, game day is about more than just the game. It's about having a great time with the people who matter most. So before the next opening tip-off, be sure to pick up the beer you can count on to share with the friends you can count on. Bud Light, famous among friends. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Only AT&T gives you HBO included for no extra charge with AT&T Unlimited plans.
You mean I can watch HBO on my phone?
On my favorite device?
Exactly. Only AT&T gives you HBO included for no extra charge with AT&T Unlimited plans.
Requires an eligible AT&T Unlimited Plus or Choice plan and activating HBO. Requires compatible device which is sold separately. Up to 22 gigabytes per line per month you may experience slower speeds. Benefits starts within 2 bills and may be billed and then credited. Channels and offers subject to change. Streaming, coverage, and other restrictions apply. See att.com/unlimited for details.
That was a great game. You believe we came back and won?
Never doubted him for a minute.
What are you doing?
We've been drinking.
I don't know about you, but I can't afford a DUI. I'm calling my ride to pick us up.
Yeah, great idea. I need to save my money for layoffs.
Oh, yeah.
A DUI can be very costly in a number of ways. Together, we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com to learn more.
At Brahms, there's a whole lot of shakes going on. Now get a real ice cream shake with every combo meal.
I got chocolate.
I got vanilla.
We all got shakes.
Get a real ice cream shake with every Brahms combo meal.
Get a combo, get a shake.
At Brahms.
Brahms has a whole lot of shakes going on. Brahms Premium Ice Cream and Brahms Exclusive New Shake Milk give you 24 grams of protein and all the calcium. Come on over. There's a whole lot of shakes going on.
At Brahms.
Basketball is buzzing around the Sooner State, and it's time to gear up and cheer on your Sooners. Fan Outfitters by Lids has the latest jerseys, headwear, tees, sweatshirts, and more. Plus, we'll help you score for more. When the Sooners men's basketball team wins and scores 80 points or more, head out to Fan Outfitters by Lids the next day and receive 20% off your in-store purchase on apparel, headwear, and novelty items. Check out our three area Fan Outfitters by Lids locations or at FanOutfittersOklahoma.com. Thanks for being a fan.
He's down and might be out for the season.
What if basketball players had warranties? It's not pretty when you see your star player go down. It could change the whole season. But what if players had warranties? Like the 2017 Nissan Titan with America's best limited truck warranty. They'd be up and running in no time. Take on today. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Oklahoma Athletics. Call 1-888-858-8319 or see dealer for limited truck warranty details.
Want to know more about electric vehicles? For instance, whether an EV might be a perfect second car? Then come to the electric company that has answers, OG&E. At OGE.com/EV, we have all the facts, figures, and tools to get smart about EVs. Calculate how much cheaper it is to fuel up with electricity than gas. Look at different EV makes and models to see what's right for you. Find out how easy it is to charge cars overnight right at home. There's more, too. So join the electric evolution at OGE.com/EV.
Kids get sick. A lot. Usually, it's no big deal.
I've got a tummy ache.
But when it gets serious, there's the Children's Hospital at OU Medical Center. We provide the care growing bodies need with more than 1,500 caregivers using specialized tools and treatments designed just for kids. The Children's Hospital at OU Medical Center. It's a huge hospital, and it's just for kids.
Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue is the home of Sooner Sports Talk. Rudy's Country Store, bringing you the best in barbecue. Honor your patriot by nominating them for the Patriot of the Game at patriotford.com/hero. Patriot Ford, just 10 minutes south of Norman in the heart of Oklahoma. I-35, exit 95. Hey Sooner fans, satisfy all of your catering needs this season by visiting any Oklahoma City area Chick-fil-A location.
Welcome back to Rudy's, everybody. It's Sooner Sports Talk. Lively crowd here tonight. We have rotated out a future Hall of Famer and replaced him with a current Hall of Famer. Please welcome Sherry Cole, everybody.
Thank you.
I'm sure Lon's in a Hall of Fame somewhere.
Lon's probably in multiple
probably
halls.
Probably in a bunch halls of
fame.
Halls of Fame.
Yes.
Nicely done, English prof. way to go. Good win last night. I didn't fist bump you. Good win last night.
Thank
Lubbock
you.
Over Texas Tech. Did you play well? Did you feel like you played well? I thought you did.
We played really hard. We didn't shoot necessarily very well, but we played really hard, created a lot of turnovers. Sometimes when you play with all of that energy and flurry defensively, we picked them up full court and half court, did a lot of different things. That carries into your offense and you speed up a little too much. But there you see great ball movement, did a really good job of getting the ball to Vivi. It was very physical inside and she was incredibly efficient, 10 of 13 from the floor. And there were lots of really bright spots. We go 4 of 23 from 3, or it would have been completely different. It was good enough, yeah. But it could have been crazy had we connected on some of those threes.
Who makes the decision on whether to wear the PK80 threads or not?
You know what?
Is that a senior call or a Sherry call?
It's not my call. I'm in charge of my own wardrobe, and as my fans can attest, that was a whole nother story this past weekend. But no, Kate's got our equipment manager and our players. I give them the freedom to figure that out.
Nice. I like them. Look good. You won by 21, and you didn't shoot the ball from behind the arc anyway, worth much. But there you go. That's what you're talking about right there.
Yeah, hustle. Yeah, effort. And we had talked about after the game at Stillwater about extending plays because there were so many plays that there's a loose ball, and it's like in the final 1.5 seconds of the possession, and there's a poke or somebody comes in and knocks it out of your hand. And we talked about finishing all those possessions, not playing to a whistle, but playing through it. And so I saw specific improvement in that regard in this game.
I wanted to start with the exact same question I started with Lon. So this game ends. You're headed home on an airplane last night from Lubbock. Take us through the process until Sunday. As far as breaking down tape, getting ready for the next team, all those details that you don't think we care about, what we do.
Well, the first thing for me is always our team. I'm more concerned with our performance than our opponent. And so immediately on the flight home, I have an unbelievable video coordinator. Ethan Burton is amazing. And when I get to the bus, my computer is already divided in a sorter from the game that we just played. So I've got offensive clips, defensive clips, and then individual minutes of every player.
Before you get on the plane.
Yeah. Okay. So when I sit down and open my computer, I probably watch the first quarter on the bus. You've been to Lubbock. It's not very far from United Spirit Arena to the airport. I probably watched the first quarter before I even got to the airport. Because we were waiting on Brian Brinkley to get his business done and get on the,
we'll have to talk to him about that.
Goodness gracious. But that sorter helps so much. It helps me to organize the plays that I want to show in the film room. It would be today that I showed in the film room to teach from based upon our performance against Tech. We always wrap up the previous game, with opportunities to learn, areas to grow before we move into our next opponent.
Good or bad, you're looking at that film.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
It's good the first and thing bad.
Yes,
okay.
And there's always plenty of both. It's never as good or as bad as you think, and sometimes you walk away and you go, it's pretty good effort, and you get the film out, and you go, no, it wasn't. What was I watching? And then sometimes, conversely, you think, we stunk, and you get the film out, and you go, it really wasn't that bad. We just missed some shots, or they made some plays, and so really important to go through that and make sure that you get a real slice of reality before you present it to your team.
Okay, keep going. That's the first thing you do.
So then we prepare for, obviously, today's practice. And we went this early this morning because we're still on holiday break. So we practiced at 10. And then comes the process of getting ready for the next opponent, which for us is Baylor. We went to Children's Hospital this afternoon and had a remarkable time with some amazing kids. I could talk about later if we have time. But
they're showing some video.
Oh, awesome. We met a bunch of amazing kids and all signed up to join the K Club with a young man named Keaton who's put together a Spread the Kindness Club based on a little scripture in Matthew. And he was too sick to be even there today, but is rebounding from his treatment, and we're just all in the club with him, so you'll see probably a picture in a minute of us. You'd pay a dollar to join his Spread the Kindness Club.
Really?
Yes.
I like that.
And then
I'm in.
He does acts of kindness, and so I would encourage everyone to seek that out. I did a little tweet on it, our team, with a picture of it. So anyway, Buddy, you saw Buddy. There's Buddy. He played Maddie and Uno, and she beat him. I'm like, really?
Oh, come on,
Maddie? She said, I was just competing, you know? I just got caught up in it. And that's McKenzie, and so it was a great afternoon. But anyway, I say all that to say I didn't get to Baylor until the drive here, and so my husband came with me, and we had dinner here at Rudy's, and he drove from East Norman, so I could sit in the passenger seat and watch a little Baylor.
Film on the laptop.
Got the first half of their Kansas State game under my belt, so I know a little bit more than I did a couple hours ago, but that's how it goes, and that's what I'll do the rest of the evening. And we don't play them until Sunday, so we've got an extra day, which is out of the ordinary. And we'll get with my assistant coaches tomorrow and figure out a game plan.
Now, you do it a little different than Lon does, right? Like, he has one assistant assigned to each opponent. You would do it collectively?
Yeah, we did that for a number of years. And a couple of years ago, we swapped it out. And TK is my defensive coordinator, and he puts together the defensive game plan. And Jan is my offensive coordinator, and she puts together the offensive game plan. And Pam,
do you call him that?
Yeah. And
I like
Pam
that.
Is special teams, and she does all the inbounds, all the presses, the jump ball, the after free throws, those kinds of things. And so what it does is a couple of things. It gives everybody an area of specificity where they really focus and concentrate and are in the know. But it also gets each one of those three guys equally invested in the game at hand, mm-hmm. because it would be hard, okay, if you've got the Baylor scout, and we're playing Texas Tech, and we're winning by 25.
Sure.
You ain't thinking about
Texas
Tech.
Thinking ahead a little bit.
Totally. And so it really keeps us all in the moment and has kept it really clear and everybody united. And it works for us, partly because my three assistants are fantastic and have been together and worked together for so long. But I think there's an increased clarity. When a timeout comes around, if we're getting ready to go on offense, Jan knows what their tendencies are, and if we're getting ready to guard people, TK knows, and Pam on every inbounds, here's what they're doing, they're curling, this is what's happening, and it's worked really well for us.
Fascinating. That's interesting. All right, well, you're 500 on the year, you're 3-2 in conference play. It's been a hard time kind of stringing together a win streak here, getting traction. Where do you stand right now? Are you frustrated? Are you encouraged? What's your current mental frame of mind?
No, I'm super encouraged. You brought up a great word, traction,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's where I'm most excited about who we can become, because we've not had an opportunity to get any traction. And if you can continue after you get knocked down to bounce back up and get you one, you're building some intestinal fortitude that you can't get in any other way. We were just remarking today about our schedule and how it's like that. You know, we got on a little bit of a run, and then you play UConn.
Yeah.
And then you start Big 12 conference play with Texas, who's top five team in the country. And then I think I heard our men play four of their first five are ranked. Three of our first five are ranked. And so it's like that. I looked at Baylor's first four in league play, and it was Iowa State and Kansas and Texas Tech and TCU maybe. I can't remember who the other one was. But they hadn't faced any of the ranked opponents, and ours is every other game. And so I think that gives you a chance to really build some internal muscles. And I like it. I like the way our team's approaching things and the growth mindset that they have when we gather in the locker room, win, lose, or draw.
I was talking to you on the radio the other day asked you about Maddie, because she had kind of come alive here the last couple of weeks and put up some big points. And I think what you said was she had given herself permission to let it go. I remember let it go because I started humming the Frozen theme as soon as you said that. Yeah. But tell folks about that. What do you mean by that?
Well, I just think that she had been pressing a bit and trying to be all things to all people at all times. And a perfect example of that, to get real specific, would be we're not reversing the ball very well on offense, and so she takes it upon herself to be the guy who's reversing the ball, and in so doing passes up the kind of shot we're trying to reverse the ball to get mm-hmm. from her. And so I think that there was maybe just a small shift in her mindset. Maybe happened when we went home for her final time to play at Ames, took her back to that home floor where she just said, you know what, I've worked so hard in my career, and she does. She works really hard, getting in the gym, putting up extra shots, working on her game, has overcome two ACL injuries. Everybody knows the story. I think she finally just said, you know what, I'm going to give myself a chance to enjoy this game that I love and just let it go. And I think she's doing that.
And it's working.
Yeah, she didn't shoot particularly well last night, but it's probably the most consistent defensive intensity I've seen from her in her career. So it's just she's throwing her heart in, you know.
Yeah.
And that's sometimes really hard for kids because it's not easy to be vulnerable. We could do a whole show on that. But she's throwing her whole heart in, and whatever happens, happens. And I think that's I think that's pretty special that she's grown to that point.
I'm writing that down. Sometime in February, we're going to have the vulnerability show.
Let's invite Brené
Brown. Do a
whole
show on vulnerability.
That'd be fantastic.
Opening segment with Sherry brought to you by McIntyre Law. Noble McIntyre at McIntyre Law, the law firm you should turn to for all your personal injury needs. Ask Lon, you were there, I don't know if you were listening, about his bigs, Kadeem and Jamoney. And collectively, they're putting together really nice stat lines. He just doesn't know night in and night out which one it's coming from. For you, it's kind of been like that times five. Like, Vivi will have a great game, and then the next night it might be Gabby, and then it might be Maddie. Shayna Pellington may flash. You just don't know from night to night who it's going to be. Is that hard? I would think that would drive you crazy.
We are consistently inconsistent.
Yes. That is a positive spin, yes.
Yes, we are, and it keeps me on my toes at all times. And if you want to flip it around, well, the other team doesn't know who's going to be on either, so
maybe
we can trick somebody.
That's right. Take me behind the scenes of coaching when you don't know who's going to be on from night to night.
Well, it's tough. And
what you can count on.
I think the main thing that you search for when that's happening is who is that rudder, you know? Who is that rudder that builds some sort of I want this. I saw a little clip, and I don't even know where it was, of Caleb Kelly after where he said this defense is my responsibility from this point forward. I love Caleb Kelly anyway, but I was like, okay, please, could you come and play for me for just a little bit? Because that sense of this is on me. I want this to be on me. Sometimes is all it takes to wash out that inconsistency and get everybody who's capable every night, get them to being who they are. And we just haven't had that voice, that responsibility taker, that rudder.
All right, we'll take a timeout. More with Sherry Cole when we come back here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue.
Hey Sooner fans, I hope you're as excited as I am to hitch your wagon to the Sooners game. But I'm just as excited about having a Bud Light with my Sooner buddies. Because if you're like me, game day is about more than just the game. It's about having a great time with the people who matter most. So before the next opening tip-off, be sure to grab the beer you can count on to share with the friends you can count on. Boomer Sooner, Bud Light, proud friend of Oklahoma Athletics, famous among friends. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Cruisin' Auto Spa, Car Wash, Detail, and Oil Change Center. Cruisin' now offers unlimited car wash packages starting at only $18 a month. They also offer unlimited inside and out wash packages for $37 a month. Cruisin' provides a comprehensive oil change service that comes with a free car wash and vacuum. Located at 1235 West Main in Norman, they also offer a 7-day clean car guarantee. If it's dirty, bring it back. Visit them online at cruisinautospa.com.
Sooner fans, start your season at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From jerseys and hats to grills and tents, Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need for game day for less. Visit any of the 12 convenient store locations in Oklahoma or shop online at academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Oklahoma Athletics.
Here's an interesting fact. We all think owning a recreational vehicle is for when you retire. But the reality is that the fastest growing age group of RVers are Gen Xers and Millennials. Why wait to enjoy those picture-perfect moments sitting around a campfire or taking a weekend road trip? It is the ultimate social network. Stop in 7 days a week to Floyd's Recreational Vehicles, located just 5 minutes south of the university on I-35, Goldsby, Washington, exit 104.
Coach Lincoln Riley here. At OU, we are proud of our 46 conference and 7 national championships. But the real champions are the thousands of men and women that serve our country. Patriot Ford is carrying the torch for our heroes. Sooner Nation, I have a favor to ask. Join the Oklahoma Sooners and Patriot Ford in honoring those who serve something greater than themselves. Go to patriotford.com to nominate your hero.
Rick Springfield, live.
You know I wish that I had just this girl.
Rick Springfield and his band playing all the hits. Friday, February 9th, the Showplace Theater at Riverwind with very special guest star Richard Marx in an acoustic set. Tickets are on sale now. Call the Riverwind box office or buy at riverwind.com. Click to rickspringfield.com for more.
This is Toby Rowland for Pizza Hut, the official pizza of the Sooners. There's only one thing I love more than pizza, and that's free pizza. With Pizza Hut, you can earn free pizza with their new Hut Rewards loyalty program. Unlimited points toward free pizza with every dollar you spend online. $1 gets you 2 points. Just 250 points gets you a free large pizza of your choice. Why wait to start earning free pizza? Sign up now at pizzahut.com/hutrewards.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma is a proud sponsor of the University of Oklahoma Athletics. At Blue Cross Blue Shield, we're proud to be a part of this community, and we're committed to providing greater access to healthcare coverage for those that call the great state of Oklahoma home. To learn more about our healthcare options, visit us online or give us a call. Blue Cross Blue Shield, through it all.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma is the division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company, an independent licensee of Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Head into your local Subway for your favorite footlong, like the steak and cheese or sweet onion chicken teriyaki. Subway, so much sandwich. The Oklahoma Highway Safety Office is a proud sponsor of OU Athletics and wants to remind you that together, Sooners can end DUI. Visit enduiok.com for more information. Log on to Soonersports.com for information about joining the Sooner Junior Kids Club, presented by OG&E and brought to you in part by Orthodontics Exclusively and Chick-fil-A.
Couple of Sooners have joined the 1,000-point club over the last week or so. Maddie Manning and Viennese Pierre-Louis, both over the century mark, becoming the 33rd and 34th Sooners all time to accomplish that feat. And I believe Gabby's knocking on the door, too. I think she just needs a couple of points.
Yeah, I thought for some reason she just got it while we were in Lubbock, but maybe not.
Maybe we'll update this graphic by the end of the
segment.
Yeah, maybe
so.
We'll see. Final segment here at Rudy's. It is our Take 5 fifth period. I got a question for you on Twitter that has rolled in from Gary Hicks. My question for Sherry is, in his opinion, your win-loss record doesn't really show how hard the girls play every game. Is it tough to keep their spirits up? How do you do it?
Well, we've played the third toughest schedule in the country, and our RPI is really high, and so it's about you got to factor in who you're competing against. And I think when you can center your team's mindset around growth and improvement and more about the process and less about the end result, then it becomes fairly easy to keep your spirits high because you can always evaluate and see where you learned and what you need to learn from and where you've improved and where you haven't. And it's just a process. You just continue. And I think our guys have done a pretty good job of that, really.
I got good news for you because that number three strength of schedule might be jumping up because you got Baylor coming up next on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. How do you beat Baylor, Coach?
You know what? They've had some good teams through the years for sure. This is one of the best I've seen. Kalani Brown is their axis. She's a 6'7 center, and she is every bit of 6'7. Shoots 72-73% from the field. It's super hard to rebound against her, which is where she gets a lot of those. But their perimeter guys are really shooting it well, which is what makes them so problematic. 41% from three as a team. So they score. They lead the country in offensive production. And so they're going to score. And the flip side of that is it doesn't matter really what you do defensively. They're going to score a lot of points. Mm-hmm. So you've got to score too. And that's where, you know, we got to make some shots because with her on the inside, it's really tough to get O boards.
Your media relations whiz, Tyler Pigg, is watching the show.
Uh-huh.
And he says Gabby got 1,000 last night. So
okay, congratulations to Gabby.
You were correct. I told you by the end of the segment we would update them.
Sometimes.
Big 12 as a whole, your thoughts?
Really tough, again, always, particularly, you know, we've got that Texas, Baylor, Oklahoma State is really good. Lauren Goodwin is really a handful to try to defend. West Virginia struggling just a tad right now because Tynese Martin, their star, mm-hmm. is injured, and if she comes back, then they're a mess too. So there are lots of good teams, and I think maybe the most – difficult thing about our league is there's not really a place you can go. TCU upset Texas last night, so it's everybody. You better be ready to play every night. If you're not, it doesn't matter if it's the ninth place team in the conference or the first place team in the conference. you're going to get beat if you're not ready to go.
And you need a big crowd on Sunday, as
yes,
always, right?
Yes, we do, always, especially when Baylor comes to town. So everybody come on out, and you take your shirt off, and all is good.
Just to clarify, she was pointing at David.
Yes, I
over
was.
There, just to clarify.
Yes,
yeah,
was.
Very good. All right. Coach, good luck against the Baylor Bears.
Thanks,
Sherry Cole, everybody. Thanks to Lon Kruger for joining us. Michael Dean, Theron Smith, you fine folks for watching. You fine folks for being here.
Our fans
we'll do it
for
again.
Making the bus trip to
That's
Lubbock.
Exactly right.
Oh,
way to go.
Bless them.
Boomer Sooner, everybody.
Live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, Sooner Sports Talk has been brought to you by Bud Light, proud friend of Oklahoma Athletics, famous among friends, and by Oklahoma Highway Safety Office, who reminds you that together we can end DUI. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Sooner Sports Network.